Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So yesterday, as Mo and I were freezing every fiber of our being outside when we were doing this competition, it was basically a strip down in 2-degree weather. Mo's not even in this morning because we think the effect of the bit yesterday actually got him sick. It was freezing out there. Really, really, really cold. And if you've never had to spend any kind of extended time in that kind of weather, you might not understand, like, truly how uncomfortable it is. And Kristen was listening to it yesterday and had a couple of thoughts, like serious thoughts about it.
Yeah, I did. I mean, we had fun with the bit and, you know, you guys outside and you literally getting down to nothing but your underwear in 1-degree weather. But then I realized, like, for some people, this is a reality, like being out in this weather. And, you know, today's weather, right now, it currently is 21 degrees and it feels like it's 16 degrees outside. It's actually going to be even colder this weekend. And I'm like, you know, it would be really nice to get somebody from the Atlanta Mission on to help out those that are experiencing homelessness and how we can help those stay warm this time of year.
And when you said that we were going to be doing this morning, I really thought, like, my mind went back to the statistic, like, half of the country is like one paycheck away,
yeah,
right, from not being able to pay bills. So it can happen really, really fast. I think sometimes people have this this impression that if you're homeless, there's got to be some mental health issues going on. It's not like that, you know? We're all fairly close. Couple bad decisions, you lose a paycheck, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, so I hit up Tommy and I'm like, hey, can we get somebody from the Atlanta Mission on to kind of guide people as to where they can donate, whether it be coats, hats, gloves, blankets, money. And so Tinsley Almond, the CEO of Atlanta Mission, is on with us. And first, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you, guys. I am so excited that you're doing this. It means the world to us that you would help us like this.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because like I said, it kind of dawned on me while we had fun being goofy yesterday. I'm like, yeah, there's quite a few people here in the Atlanta area that this is their reality on a daily and on the nightly. So how can we help those in our area that are experiencing homelessness and how do we keep them warm?
You are so right, and I know you guys had a lot of fun yesterday, but you're right. It's not.
No, we didn't.
It's not fun when you realize.
Some had more fun than others. I will assure you that, Tinsley.
Well, it's definitely not fun when that's your reality.
Yeah.
And as you guys were setting this up, I just was so encouraged by how much you already knew, because you're so right. Like, for so many people, they really are one decision, one paycheck away from this being their reality. And I think recent stats say upwards of 40% of those who live in Metro Atlanta are in danger of housing displacement right now.
Wow.
Which is just crazy to think about. And so we need a lot of help to make sure that we're taking care of the people who are experiencing homelessness. There's so many ways your listeners can get involved, whether, you know, as a financial donation, volunteering, like you said, just, you know, socks, blankets, old gloves. We have a donation center. We take all of those donations and, they really are, they may be old to you, but they're life-saving to somebody else. It's so helpful, you know, for us and for the clients that we get to serve.
You know, I'm really curious. What is even the process? If somebody does find themselves in a situation like this, you know, if you're like living paycheck to paycheck, do you just walk up to one of the shelters and do you have to fill out an application? I'm so clueless about all this. Do you fill out an application? Is there a background check? Are all beds available all the time? How does it work?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. It's a little bit different at every shelter. For us, we do what we call intake every morning. We have a men's shelter, and then we have two women's and children's shelters. And so at each of those locations, we do intake first thing in the morning. And it really is, it's first come, first serve. Unfortunately, it's based off of the bed capacity we have. And so just, you know, not to throw a lot of numbers at you, but we have between our locations, we have 800 shelter beds, and those are typically 95% full. Damn. All the time. And so depending on how many people show up, you know, we're able to take however many beds we have. And then, yeah, so, but there's no back. I mean, we try to take everybody. As long as you're not a danger to yourself or to us, we will take anybody and everybody.
All right. So just in the interest of time here, so if people wanted to volunteer, or again, if you need jackets or anything else.
Yeah. What's the best way for them to donate to you guys?
Yeah. The easiest way is to head to our website, just atlantamission.org. Our donation center is located off of Bolton Road. You can drop by Monday through Friday to donate. But easiest way, just head to our website. All the details are there about where we are and how to get stuff to us. Biggest need right now, blankets, gloves, socks, extra coats. And then probably the other greatest way people can help is we have a 5K race coming up in February.
Okay.
Where we run in the cold for those who sleep in the cold.
Wow.
It starts at Centennial Park, and every registration goes straight towards helping people who are experiencing homelessness.
Oh, that's fantastic. Okay. And at the same website, they can get all the info for that?
AtlantaMission.org/race.
Great. Tensley, you ever need anything from us, you give us a call, okay?
I will. You guys are awesome. Thanks.
All right. You take care.
All right. Bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.